这个是主耶稣所说的其中一个比喻。
This is one of the parables from Jesus.
我想我讲耶稣的比喻已经讲了蛮长的一段时间。
I have preaching regarding the parables of Jesus for quite a while.
下个星期我还有两个比喻还要讲。
There's two more parables I'm going to preach about.
所以讲完就结束了这个耶稣的比喻。
And then we'll wrap up the parables of Jesus.
今天我们讲这个比喻两个不同的结局。
And today, two different fates.
让我们来看马太福音第24章第45节到51节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 45 to 51.
马太福音第24章45节，主耶稣说，谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。倘若要那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来的迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和醉酒的人一同吃喝。在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重的处置他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Who then is a faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household?To give them their food at the proper time. Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that evil slave says in his heart, My master is not coming for a long time, and begins to beat his fellow slaves and eat and drink with drunkards, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him and at an hour which he does not know.And will cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
在一个暴风雨的晚上
During a stormy evening,
我们有一对年长的夫妇走入一家小旅馆的门厅
An elderly couple came into the lobby of a motel.
我问是否还有空的房间可以住。
And they asked, is there still vacancies where they could stay?
我们柜台的服务人员就对他们说。
And the person at the counter told them,
就如在城里其他的旅馆一样已经满了。
Just like all the other hotels in the town, everything was full.
我们他继续的说。
And he continued to say,
但是我不想在这个暴风雨的晚上拒绝你们。
But in such a stormy night, I do not wish to reject you.
你们是否愿意睡在我的房间
？Will you be willing to stay in my room?
然后这对夫妇就犹豫。
And this elderly couple hesitated.
但是这位服务员就坚持。
But the person at the counter insisted.
那么隔天早上。
And the next morning,
这位年长的先生就在付账的时候
as the older man was paying his bill,
对这位服务员说
he told the person,
你应当管理在美国最好的旅馆
you should manage the best hotel in the US.
那么有一天我会建一家旅馆让你来管理
and one day I will build a hotel for you to manage.
那位服务员就很有礼貌地对着他微笑。
And the manager, was very polite and smiled.
那么过了几年。
After several years.
那位服务员收到这位年长寄来的一封信。
The manager received a letter from, the person.
那么在信里面这位年长的先生提到那个暴风雨的晚上。
And the letter, The elderly gentleman mentioned the stormy night.
并且邀请他到纽约。
And invited him to go to New York.
那么信封里面还附了一张来回的机票。
And in the envelope was included a round trip airplane ticket.
所以当他抵达纽约的时候
And when he arrived in New York,
然后这年长的师兄就带他到这个位于五路和三十四街角落一座堂皇富丽的建筑物。
And the elderly gentleman brought him to the corner of 5th and 34th Street.
我们年长的师兄就对他说
And showed him a very beautiful structure, and the elderly gentleman told him,
他说这是我所建的旅馆
This is the hotel that I built.
要你为我来管理
And I want you to manage it.
这位年长的师兄他的名字叫做 William Waldorf.Astor.
And the elderly gentleman, his name is William Waldorf Astor.
而这间旅馆是 Waldorf Astoria 旅馆的起源。
And this is the beginning of Waldorf Astoria hotels.
你在网上去看这个旅馆。
If you go online to look up this hotel.
那么这位服务员 George Bowe 成为这间旅馆的第一位经理。
And George Bold became the first manager of this hotel.
因为 William Waldorf Astor 对 George Bold 信任
Because of the trust that William Waldorf Astor had for George Bold.
所以 William Waldorf 把这个重任交给他
So such responsibility was given.
我们今天全世界大约有25间这个 Waldorf Astoria 高级旅馆
And today there's about 25 Waldorf Astoria hotels around the world.
High class hotel. 这位年长的先刚才我们所看的经文是主耶稣所说的个比喻。
And the passage that we just read is the parable of Jesus.
而比喻里面谈到一个忠心和一个不忠心的仆人他们所得来的后果。
In the parable, it talks about the consequence of faithful and unfaithful servant.
如果要明白这个比喻的意义
If we are to understand the meaning of the parable,
我们必须要看这个比喻的上文
We must look at it within the context.
比喻的上文就是马太福音第24章第一节到44节
And what came before this is chapter 24, verse 1.
我们这段经文谈到主耶稣要再来的事情。
And here it talks about the signs of Christ's return.
然后根据24章第三节的记载。
According to chapter 24 verse 3.
摩西在橄榄山上坐坐门徒暗暗的来说请告诉我们什么时候有这些事你降临和世界的末日有什么预兆呢
As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age?
因着门徒所问的问题
And because of the questions from the disciples,
那么主耶稣就告诉他们在他降临和世界被废弃之前所要发生的事情
And Jesus tells them what will happen before he comes and the end of the time.
那么这些事情包括打仗的风声
And all these things include the rumors of war
饥荒
Famine
地震
Earthquake
假先知的出现
False prophets
福音的广传
And the spreading of the gospel
不法知识的增加
And the increasing lawlessness
爱心冷淡还有等等的事情
And the cooling of love, etc.
那么除此之外主耶稣也在42节这么说
And besides this, in verse 42 Jesus says
他说所以你们要警醒因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到
Therefore be on the alert for you do not know which day your Lord is coming
还有在44节他也说所以你们要预备因为你们想不到的时候人子就来了
In verse 44 For this reason you also must be ready for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will
那么圣经讲到没有一个人包括主耶稣本身还有天使知道
And the Bible says that no one including Jesus nor the angels knows
只有父神才知道什么时候主耶稣会再来
Only the Father knows when Jesus will return again.
那么因着这个缘故主耶稣以这两节经文来提醒我们要做好准备
And because of this, Jesus uses these two verses to remind us to be ready.
那么其实圣经里面有不少的地方提醒我们。
Actually, throughout Scripture, there's many places that remind us.
那么在等待主耶稣再来的时候要做好准备。
That we must be ready as we await for the coming of Christ.
啊，做一个忠心的仆人。
And to be faithful servant.
那么从今天的经文，主耶稣以一个比喻来教导我们要做一个忠心有见识的好管家。
And from today's passage, it teaches us to be faithful and wise servants.
所以在这个比喻里面，主耶稣问了一个问题。
And in this parable, Jesus asked a question.
他说，谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Who then is a faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time?
我们在古代啊，主人啊，给这个啊仆人看看管家事和生意是相当普遍的事情。
In the ancient time, it is a very commonplace for the master to give his slave the responsibility over the household or over his business.
那么在旧约圣经里面，约瑟就是一个很典型的一个例子。
And in the Old Testament, Joseph was a prime model.
那么约瑟被他的兄弟卖到埃及去。
After Joseph was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
那么后来约瑟成为这个法老王的内臣，为副总。波提发的管家。
And before he was elevated before Pharaoh, he was the manager, the steward of his Potiphar.
所以在这个出埃及记三十九章第六节的记载说，波提发将一切所有的都交在约瑟的手中，除了自己吃的饭，别的事一概不知。
So in Exodus, it says that Potiphar gave all the management of everything into the hands of Joseph. Besides what he ate, he didn't care, he didn't know everything.
因着耶和华神与约瑟同在。
Because God was with Joseph.
然后使到波提法这个波提法信任他。
Therefore, Potiphar trusted Joseph.
把所有的事情都交给他，让他来管理。
And gave everything over to his management.
所以在主耶稣在这节经文里面，主耶稣说，谁是忠心有见识的管家仆人呢？
So in this verse, he asks, who then is a faithful and sensible slave?
那么这句经文里面有两个属灵的美德。
And in this verse, there's two spiritual virtues.
一个就是忠心。
One is faithful.
另外是有见识。
The other one is sensible.
忠心或者信实是这个属一个神的一个属性。
And faithful and wise are spiritual virtues.
刚才我们唱那首诗歌。神信实的广大。
The song that we sing, Great is thy faithfulness.
无论在旧约圣经里面或者新约圣经里面都提到神的信实。
Whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, it all mentions God's faithfulness.
在生命记第七章第九节说。
In Deuteronomy 7:9 it says,
所以你要知道耶和华你的神他是神是信实的神。像爱他守他诫命的人守夜施慈爱直到千代。
Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments.
而保罗在哥林多前书第一章第九节这么说。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:9 says,
他说神是信实的你们原是被他所招。好以他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
因为神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
因此我们可以坦然无惧地来信靠他。
Therefore we could come before him without fear and trust him.
把一生交托给他让他来掌管。
And to commit our lives to him, to rule over.
然后回应神的信实。
And to respond to his faithfulness.
我们应当诚心肆意的来侍奉他。
We ought to wholeheartedly serve him.
就好像约书亚记二十四章第十四节。
Just as in Joshua 24:14 says.
啊，现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他。
Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity.
我们不只要对神忠心。
Not only are we to be faithful.
啊，对所做的事，所有的事情都要忠心。
We must be faithful in all that we do.
啊，特别是遵守神的吩咐，还有他的命令。
Especially faithful in obeying God's commands.
所以在路加福音第十六章第十节这么说。
So in Luke 16:10 it says,
人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。
He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much.
当我们忠心遵守神的吩咐还有他的命令的时候，
As we faithfully obey God and follow him,
我们将会得到神的赏赐。
Then we will receive his reward.
我们在等待主耶稣再来的时候，不只要忠心。
As we await for Jesus coming, not only are we to be faithful,
我们也要有见识。
We must also be wise.
那么什么是见识呢？
And what is wisdom?
啊，就好像英文圣经把它翻成字 wise.
And some translation translated as wise.
啊 ，wise 就是指有智慧的意思。
It's having wisdom.
一个有见识的人是一个有智慧的人。
A sensible individual is one who has wisdom.
那么这个智慧是指这个属灵的智慧。
And this wisdom refers to spiritual wisdom.
是从神而来的智慧。
It's a wisdom from God.
因为旧约圣经里面有不少的地方谈到这个神的智慧。
Because the Old Testament speaks in many places about God's wisdom.
我们举些例子，列王记上三章二十八节。
And from some example, 1 Kings 3:28.
以色列人众人听见王这样判断，就都敬畏他，因为见他心里有神的智慧，能以断案。
When all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had handed down, they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to administer justice.
然后在列王记上四章二十九节。
And 1 Kings 4:29.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙不可思量。
Now God gave Solomon wisdom and very great discernment and breadth of mind like the sand that is on the seashore.
我们在诗篇里面还有箴言书里面强调说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And in Psalms and Proverbs, it emphasizes that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
换句话说，一个敬畏神的人将会得到从神而来的智慧。
In another word, a person who fears God will receive wisdom from God.
一个忠心并且有见识的人必定会按照主的吩咐去把事情做好。
A faithful and sensible slave will carry out his duty.
那么就好像这十个童女的比喻。
Just like the parable of the 10 virgins.
我们当中有五个聪明的童女。
5 of them were wise.
在等待新郎到来的时候已经把这个油准备好了。
While they were awaiting the groom, they already prepared oil.
那么在主耶稣所说的这个比喻里面的仆人是指跟随耶稣的人。
And the parable that Jesus spoke of, the slave he's referring to is those who are following Jesus.
那些被委托做忠心管家的人。
Those who have already been entrusted to be faithful servants.
那如果以主耶稣当时的情况来说。
And for Jesus' time.
是指那些来跟随耶稣的门徒。
It's referring to those disciples who are following Jesus.
那么如果以今天的情况来看。
If you look at today's situation,
是指那些所有来跟随耶稣的基督徒。
It's all the Christians who are following Jesus.
你是否是一个忠心有见识的人？
Are you a faithful and sensible person?
我在等待耶稣再来的时候已经做好了准备。
As you await for Jesus' coming that you have already prepared.
所以主耶稣在24章第45节到第47节这么说。
So Jesus says in chapter 24 verses 45 to 47.
他说谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家庭的人按时分粮给他们呢？
Who then is a faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time?
我主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
Blessed is the slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes.
我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。
Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions.
然后有时候主人必须要出门一段相当长的时间。
Sometimes the master needs to go away for an extended time.
在这种情况之下，他必须把这个家务交给仆人来管理。
And under such circumstance, he must hand over his possessions to the stewardship of a slave.
所以在他还没有离开之前，他安排一个仆人来看管他的家务，还有其他的仆人。
So before he leaves, he hands the responsibility over to a slave.
我这个仆人除了管理这个主人的家务，
the slave not only takes care of the household,
也要按时分粮给其他的仆人。
He must also, at the proper time, give food to the other slaves.
他必须按照主人的吩咐把这些家务做好。
He must carry out his task according to the command of his master.
所以这个比喻所强调的。
So what this parable is emphasizing.
不只是忠心有见识。
Not only to be faithful and sensible.
一个仆人应当要做好准备。
A slave also needs to be ready.
当主人回来的时候，他有一个很好的交代。
So when the master comes back, he will be able to hand over everything in an orderly way.
然后如果仆人忠心地把事情做好，
If the slave is faithful in carrying out everything,
主人将会赏赐他。
Then the master will reward him.
把更大的任务交给他，让他来管理。
And give him even greater responsibility to take care of.
主人会把他升为这个主管，来管理他一切所有的。
And the master will elevate his position to take care of everything.
包括管理主人所有的仆人。
Including being in charge of the rest of the slaves.
William Waldorf Astor, 这个 Waldorf Astoria 高级旅馆的创办人。
The founder of Waldorf Astoria Hotels, William Waldorf Astor.
把第一家旅馆交给这个 George Bowe 来管理。
Handed over the first of his hotel to George Bowe to manage.
因为他知道 George Bowe 是一个有见识、忠诚的一个管家。
And because he knows that George Bowe would be a faithful and sensible steward.
那么因着这个缘故 ，George Bowe 得到 William Waldo 的信任。
Because George Bold received the trust of William Waldorf Astor.
每一个跟随耶稣的人都有自己的责任。
Every person who follows Jesus has their own personal responsibility.
因为每一个人在主里的人都有自己侍奉的岗位。
Because every individual in Christ has their position in serving.
不同的岗位有不同的责任。
And different positions have different responsibilities.
有些责任比较大。
Some have more responsibility.
有些责任比较小。
Some less.
无论是大的责任或者是小的责任，有一天每一个人必须在主耶稣的面前在他来的时候向他交账。
Whether great or small, one day we must all give account for what we did.
如果我们是一个忠心有见识的人，
If we're faithful and sensible,
将会得到主的赏赐，
then we will be rewarded.
我们就好像在马太福音第25章第21节这么说，
Just as in Matthew 25:21 it says,
他说主人说好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
我们在这个比喻里面有两个仆人用不同的心态来等待主人。
And in this parable, there are two types of slaves who use different attitudes to await the coming of the master.
那个忠心的仆人，他就尽自己的责任。
The faithful slave carried out his responsibilities.
啊，管理主人的家务，还有按时的分粮给其他的仆人。
And took care of his master's household and gave food at the proper time.
那个不忠心而没有见识的仆人，却认为主耶稣，主人没有这么快回来。
And the unfaithful servant didn't believe that the master would come home that quickly.
我们因此他不需要做好任何的准备。
Therefore, he did not make any preparations.
我们这个不忠心而且没有见识的仆人，就好像彼得后书第三章第四节、第五节所说的。
And this unfaithful servant is just like what Peter says in 2 Peter 3:4-5.
他说主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物以起初创造的时候乃是一样，他们故意忘记。
And saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. For when they maintained this.
然后这些人说列祖，列祖就是指亚伯拉罕、雅各，还有以撒，还有等等的人。
For here it says the fathers, and the fathers are referring to the patriarchs such as Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc.
他说，自从这些人离开世界之后
，And since these people left the world，
啊，他们还说，自从这个天地万物创造以来，一切都没有改变，一模一样。
Even from the beginning of creation, all continues just as it was.
啊，过去没有什么事情发生。
In the past, nothing big happened.
啊，将来也不会有什么事情发生。
And things won't happen in the future.
因此，没有任何的理由啊，相信耶稣会再来审判这个世界。
So there's no reason to believe that Jesus will come and judge the world.
也不需要做好任何的准备。
Nor do they need to make any preparations.
那么这种人不只出现在古代。
And these type of people did not occur only in ancient times.
然后今天也有不少这样的人。
Today many people are like this.
所以在48节到50节主耶稣说。
So in verses 48 to 50, Jesus says.
倘若那恶仆心里说我的主人必来的迟就动手打他的同伴又和酒醉的人一同吃喝在想不到日子不知道的时辰那仆人的主人要来。
But if that evil slave says in his heart, My master is not coming for a long time, and begins to beat his fellow slaves and eat and drink with drunkards, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour when he does not know.
我们这个不忠心、没有见识的仆人认为主人不会这么快来。
So this unfaithful and unwise slave did not believe that his master would come so quickly.
啊、不单如此还动手打他的、这个、同伴
And he began to beat his fellow slaves、
啊、跟醉酒的人在一起吃喝
And eat and drink with drunkards
那么这个仆人没有尽他的责任做到主人所委托给他的
And this slave did not carry out the responsibility given to him by the master、
啊、反而过着一个俗世的生活
Instead he lived a very secular life
我们在过去甚至现在有不少传那些复义、神学的、这个福音的人。
And from past and even today, many people preach about the prosperity gospel.
没有忠心的传扬神的真理。
They did not faithfully preach God's truth.
他们为着自己来积攒财富。
They gather up wealth for themselves.
误导很多人来跟随他们。
And they mislead many people to follow them.
其实有不少的人自己称为是基督徒。
Actually, many people call themselves Christians.
那么受到这个世界还有这个财富物质享受的引诱而离开这个真道。
Yet they were enticed by the prosperity and the enjoyment of this world.
成为一个不忠心、没有见识的一个人。
And they became unfaithful and unwise people.
我所认识的一位朋友
，A friend of mine，
接着把他自己献上啊，给神去读神学。
He gave himself up to for studying in the seminary。
那么在读神学的时候，他也卖这个人寿保险。
And while he was in the seminary, he also was selling his life insurance.
那么后来这个保险的生意越做越好。
And his business became more and more prosperous.
啊，赚了不少钱。
And he earned a lot of money.
因着受到这个财富的引诱。
And because of the enticement of the money.
啊，他把他的学业放弃了。
He gave up his studies.
那么沉沦在这个物质享受的世界里面
and fell into the enjoyment of the life.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面说，一个没不忠心而且没有见识的人，他们所要面对的严重后果。
And in this parable, Jesus speaks of those who are unfaithful and unwise, the consequence that they will have.
我们在马太福音第24章51节说，
In Matthew 24:51, it says,
啊，重重的处置他。中文圣经还加了一句，或者把他的腰啊斩了，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
He will cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那么这节经文里面有三个要点。
And there are three main points in this verse.
那么第一个要点就是把他的腰斩了。
First is it will cut him in pieces.
啊，第二个要点是假冒为善的人。
And second is the hypocrites.
啊，第三是哀哭切齿。
And thirdly is weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那么让我们来首先看这个把他的腰斩了。
And first let's look at cut him in pieces.
英文圣经啊，这个 New American Standard Bible 的翻译是翻成 "cut into pieces"，
and NASB translated as "cut him in pieces"，
也就是把它砍成一块一块的意思。
So it's in pieces.
啊，这种说法在圣经里面是夸张的意思。
And it's a hyperbole.
啊，显示古代的人那种残酷的方法。
Showing the cruelty of the people in ancient times.
那么同时也说明那些不忠而且没有见识的人所得来的严重的后果。
But it also shows the seriousness of the consequence of those who are unfaithful.
啊，第二个要点。
Second.
啊，就是假冒为善的人。
It's hypocrites.
啊，英文翻译成 hypocrite。
In English, it says hypocrite.
啊，但是你去看在路加福音第十二章四十二节到四十六节，啊，同样的一个比喻。
If you look at Luke 12, it's the same parable.
啊，说明是一个不信的人。
It says unbeliever.
所以假冒为善的人是指一个不信的人。
So hypocrite is an unbeliever.
那些不得救的人。
Those who are not saved.
然后第三个要点。
And third,
就是哀哭切齿
weeping and gnashing of teeth.
啊，这个词句描述到一个极度悲哀的一个情况。
And this describes extreme remorse.
我们在新约圣经里面这个词句出现了七次。
And the New Testament, this phrase appears seven times.
六次在马太福音。
Six times are in Matthew.
一次在路加福音。
And once in Luke.
我们在马太福音五次是出现在主耶稣所说的比喻。
And in Matthew, five times it occurs within the context of Jesus' parables.
所有的经文都用来描述到审判来的时候所带来那种痛苦。
All the passages describe the pain of the judgment that Jesus brings.
一个不忠心而且没有见识的人是一个不得救的人。
An unfaithful and unwise individual, slave, is an unsafe individual.
那么他将会在白色大宝座前面对这个地狱的审判。
And he will stand before the great white throne and face the judgment of hell.
他将会被扔在这个火湖里面。
He will be thrown into the lake of fire.
在那里昼夜啊，承受这个痛苦到直到永永远远。
And they will, he will endure the suffering there for eternity.
那么有一天你请朋友来到你家去吃饭。
And one day you invite a friend to come over to your house.
你告诉他们啊，这个星期六晚上六点到我家。
You tell him, come at Saturday and at six to come to my house.
那么在他们还没有到你家之前，你就开始做好准备。
Before they come to your house, they begin to prepare.
那么可能你前几天就开始准备。
Perhaps you started preparing several days earlier.
啊，准备要煮什么菜
？What you will cook.
然后到市场去买菜。
And go to the market to buy things.
那么除了把这些饭菜准备好
，And besides getting all this food ready.
你也会把这个家打扫干净。
You will also clean up your house.
以致客人到来的时候
，So when your guest comes，
有一个很干净而且整齐的一个地方，好好的来享受你所预备的晚餐。
As a nice environment for everyone to enjoy the meal。
那么，但是如果你邀请来人来到你家吃饭
，But if you invite friends over，
而没有告诉他们有一个确定的日期还有时间
，But it's not specified the time，
你就跟他们说。
You tell them.
你们什么时候喜欢来就来。
Come anytime.
我想在这种情况之下，你会随时做好准备吧。
And under this circumstance, perhaps you would be ready at all times.
没有人知道耶稣什么时候会再来。
No one knows when Jesus will come.
可能是明年。
Perhaps next year.
可能是五十年。
Perhaps in 50 years.
可能是一百年。
Perhaps in 100 years.
无论是明年五十年或一百年
，No matter if it's next year, 50 years or 100 years，
你跟我在他来的时候要向他交账。
You and I will give an account when he comes。
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and reflect on today's message. Let's come before God and examine ourselves.
是否是一个忠心还有见识的一个管家？
Whether we are faithful and sensible slaves.
因为每一个人在主耶稣再来的时候都要向他交账。
And because every one of us will give an account before Christ when he comes.
因为当他再来的时候他要审判这个世界。
Because when he comes again, he will judge the world.
他要审判所有的人。
He will judge everyone.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你以你的话语来提醒我们。
Please use your words to remind us.
不要沉睡在这个世界当中。
Not to fall asleep in this world.
让我们随时的警醒。
Help us to be watchful.
让我们做一个忠心有见识的一个管家。
Help us to be faithful and sensible stewards.
求神你帮助我们。
Please help us.
让我们随时的警醒。
So that we may be watchful.
等待主耶稣的再来。
And wait for Jesus coming.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.